In the Wall Street Journal this week, a controlled experiment on tax preparation. A writer took the same data to five different tax preparers, and for five different prices and different lengths of time, they came up with five different results. Charles Passy wrote the story for the Journal's new Cranky Consumer column. Mr. Passy, first, how complicated was your tax situation as you presented it to the different preparers?
I would say it was somewhere in between relatively straightforward and very complicated. There were certain things about it which made it a little more complex than the standard form with the standard deductions. We have a home business, so we were filing Schedule C. And once you get into Schedule C, there are lots of questions about deductions. In addition, one of the hardest questions that we found to get a clear answer on was our mortgage refinancing and whether certain state taxes that were paid on that, whether they were deductible.
Well, what were the five different tax preparers and what did they charge you?
We went to first a blue chip accounting firm, PricewaterhouseCoopers. They charged $1,000 to do the return. We tried a smaller accounting firm, what I guess would be called a sort of local one-man shop, DeLisi Accounting and Tax Services in South Florida. That was $250. We went to the nearest H&R Block to our house, which was $255. And we also went to two different computer methods. TurboTax Home and Business Edition costs $49.95 after rebate. We also used a free online service, which is free, except for the fact that we also had to do some additional consulting to help us finish out the return, and that ran about $83 in that case.
And there was a big difference, obviously, between how much time this took if you did it either online or with TurboTax on your computer, as opposed to going to a tax preparer.
Yeah, I mean, it really was all over the map. TurboTax was the most time-consuming one. That took about 6 hours, although I should mention the first time you use TurboTax, it will take you more time because a lot of the data can be stored and reused, some of the basic data from year to year. A visit to H&R Block takes as little as 90 minutes, and that includes the actual processing of the return. So when at the end of that 90 minutes, you actually get the return.
And the bottom lines, how much of a range was there?
Quite a surprising difference in the returns. A tax expert that we sought out to review the terms was really just shocked that the same data could be spun in so many different ways. It ranged from a refund of a low of $2,602 from H&R Block to a high of a refund of $3,739 from PricewaterhouseCoopers. So there's quite a differential there.
It sounds like PricewaterhouseCoopers got you back the $1,000 you spent on their service.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting about it is, having gone through the experience, I wouldn't even say it's so much that, because really what they were offering for that $1,000 was a layer of service that you didn't get from the other methodologies as much. There was a lot of discussion of tax planning strategies and just some common sense advice that was offered about how to organize your books, how to keep better records, discussion about IRAs. You can find some of that information certainly on TurboTax, but you have to go digging for it.
Did your accounting professor, who reviewed all this and who was so struck by the range, did he find that people were making big mistakes in order to be that far off from one another?
There were definitely mistakes made. There was one sort of, I hesitate to call it a trick question because we weren't trying to stump anybody, but there was one question that really stumped almost all the sources we went to, which had to do with some state taxes we paid here in Florida on a mortgage refinancing, and H&R Block said they were fully deductible. One of the online service, TaxAct.com, we used a tax advisor to help us finish that return. He said one of those taxes was deductible, and we found out that they weren't. H&R Block and one of the local accountant, DeLisi Accounting Services, underreported income, which of course is, you know, an IRS no-no. But I would say even more than the mistakes, what was also interesting was the degree of, I guess, what's called aggressivity that was applied. That is how different methodologies and different tax preparers looked at whether or not certain business-related expenses were deductible. And we got quite a range of opinions on that.
So you're saying that even in the case of a relatively modest home business tax return for April 15th, tax preparation is as much art as science.
Definitely as much art as science. And a lot of it seems to have to do with nuance and a lot of gray areas and how people choose to interpret what you say.
Mr. Passy, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure.
Writer Charles Passy, who writes about tax preparation this week in the Wall Street Journal's new Cranky Consumer column.